The DA can reveal that Public Service Minister Senzo Mkhunu, acting on instructions from President Cyril Ramaphosa, has now established a second parallel investigation into the ANC's own Bonnie and Clyde, who have corrupted South Africa's premier ethics watchdog, the Public Service Commission. This second investigation is ongoing despite the fact that on 8 July, Advocate Smanga Setene from the Office of the State Attorney already submitted a full report confirming that the Director General of the PSC, Dr. Dovhani Mampiswana, had indeed illegally appointed his mistress, Boitumelo Mokgwe, to the position of Chief Director for Ethics. In accordance with the report's recommendations, the DA on Wednesday laid criminal corruption charges against Mampiswana and Mokgwe. The report further notes that the chairperson of the PSC had recommended to Ramaphosa as far back as 6 February that Mampiswana should be suspended. Now that the allegations against the ANC's very own Bonnie and Clyde have been substantiated, the report also charges the president to consider acting against Dr. Mampiswana, who reports directly to Ramaphosa. On both occasions, Ramaphosa outright refused to act. He did not suspend Mampiswana in February, and he has thus far refused to fire Mampiswana on the basis of Setene's findings. However, we have now learned that Ramaphosa has also authorized a second new investigation, despite the fact that the first investigation have already confirmed the allegations against Mampiswana and Mokgwe. This is a deeply suspicious state of affairs. South Africans need to ask why the president now wants a second investigation when the first investigation has already been concluded. What happens if the second investigation comes to a different conclusion from the first? This highly anomalous state of affairs raises the alarming prospect that the government may intend to use the second investigation as a way to nullify the conclusion reached by Advocate Setene, thereby aiding and abetting the ANC's Bonnie and Clyde to escape from accountability. The DA demands that the president immediately end this charade by firing Mampiswana and Mokgwe forthwith. But given the damage already caused to the PSC's credibility by a president who acts more like a spectator than a leader, Ramaphosa must do even more. We challenge him to personally join the DA in laying criminal charges against the ANC's Bonnie and Clyde. We also reiterate our warning that should Ramaphosa fail to act or attempt to use this anomalous second investigation to help Bonnie and Clyde evade accountability, we will obtain a legal opinion on whether the president has breached his constitutional duty to uphold and promote a high standard of professional ethics in the public service.